Today's episode is dedicated to the person that straight up stole the coolest vinyl record ever. Like, and not like in a way of like, oh my gosh, they're such a good artist, they stole the show. No, you guys, I ordered a Rosetta Tharpe vinyl online from the internet from this really awesome, like, family-owned bookstore vinyl shop, and somebody like stole it in the mail because it's like a really cool record. I guess that's why they stole it. Well, I guess they didn't know what it was when they opened it. Anyways, they stole my vinyl, you guys. And so I wanted to dedicate this episode to them. If you're listening and in the background you're playing some Rosetta Tharpe on vinyl, it's mine. Give it back, please. That wasn't nice. Thanks. Thank you for giving it back to me. Good morning, good night, and good welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. Hi, I'm Jamie Grace. Welcome to the show. This podcast is all about pop culture and mental health, bridging the gap between those two things and realizing that some of the things that we go through in life really do connect to how we are influenced by certain movies or television shows, or we can get through a lot of the things in life by being inspired by movies and television shows, and today's episode is no different. I've been talking quite a bit about therapy for a while, and you guys have shown interest in me wanting to talk more intentionally about my own therapy journey and how you can maybe start your own. And so I wanted to do an episode all about all the therapists that I've ever interacted with and had. Well, not interacted with, but because I will, like, if I hear that someone's a therapist, I'm like, oh, super cool. Oh, I might want to refer somebody to you. Are you cool? But like all of my past therapists, and I just wanted to kind of talk through those, but I'm going to compare them to some of my favorite television characters just so you guys can get a little bit of context of what I need in a therapist, and maybe it'll help encourage you and inspire you in your journey. So if you like Mary-Kate and Ashley, if you like Abbott Elementary, you'll definitely hear some of those references in this episode. But I do want to go ahead and say up front that if you are in a season of just feeling nervous or apprehensive about therapy, I'll give you a heads up, but I'm going to share a not so positive story as well, like toward the end of this episode, because the reality is that this is all a journey. None of it's going to be perfect. And just like anything in life, we have to work hard, pray more, dream big. And we do have to work hard into figuring out the best care plans for ourselves. So, you know, our doctors and our family and their involvement, our friends and all that kind of stuff, like, it's all a journey. Wow, I'm choking on the air. Hold on. I was trying to do my sarcastic voice and it didn't work out so great. I'm fine. Everything is great, but it is genuinely all a journey, and I'm honored to be a part of your journey. And hopefully some moments from mine can connect with you guys well. So in other news, though, before we jump into talking about all of my 8 million therapists and why I've had really just three we're going to focus on today, but why I've had different therapists and all that kind of stuff. What's up in life? Let's see. Redoing my studio right now. Ordered a really cool Rosetta Tharpe vinyl. I'm trying to be like super intentional about the vinyl that I physically see, like the covers that I see on my wall while I'm producing my next music project. I don't really know exactly when it's going to be released, but I do know that I want to do another album. So I've been working on that, and I have Mahalia Jackson on the wall, Mr. Rogers, Kelly Clarkson, Johnny Cash, Della Reese, and I wanted to put Rosetta Tharpe up. And so you already heard the story in the beginning, but that vinyl got stolen in the mail, and that was a huge bummer. So I'm going to definitely have to reorder that. But I am excited about just working on music and just doing a record and more music that really, like, I did this with 91, but I really, really, which is my last album that came out in 2017, but I really, really want to hone in and focus in on the style of music that I grew up on and just making it a lot more soul and jazz and country. And so I'm pumped about doing this album and just making it just more of my heart that I get to share with the world. And so if you are excited about that album, if it sounds kind of cool to you, or even if you like or love this podcast, there are of course a couple of things that you can do to support me and help me make sure these things can still happen. One of those is of course to give the podcast 5 stars. If you're listening in Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you have that option. If you're listening on Spotify, Spotify, you can share this episode to your Instagram story, which is super helpful. And if you really, really want to show some love, you can head on over to the show notes, click on Patreon, and you can support the show for as low as, I think, $3 a month. And you can support the show and my music, and we can keep the part. Why do I have to make everything a song? And we can keep the party happening. But let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. So I started going to therapy when I was in college. It was a free resource. You can learn more about like the details of all of that in my book, Finding Quiet. But I was just excited that my college offered a free resource for college students, for students. And I thought that was a genius idea to be able to go and just get my emotions out. And so I would say that my therapist, it was a long time ago, I graduated over 10 years ago, but I would say that my therapist reminded me of Jessica Alba's character in Fantastic Four. And I know that, you know, she's a bit like, I don't know, like, not super like bubbly, but the word that comes to mind is responsible. And I just remember that therapist just being very responsible, and just really intentional about the way that she guided our time. She was mad chill. I don't have any like horrible memories or anything. She was a nice, responsible, smart grown up. And I just appreciated our time together. I wasn't in therapy for all of college. We only had a few sessions together, but I did go back to therapy in my mid-20s. And this was the therapist that just like walked me through some of life's wildest adventures. And I would most definitely say that she reminds me of the social worker in the movie It Takes Two with Mary-Kate and Ashley. Now, this is played by the actress Kirstie Alley, but I'm speaking more so to her character in the movie It Takes Two, and her just her personality, very much like all about the kids. Like, all she wants to do is just help the kids understand, like, this is not your fault, you deserve more, but also I, like, it's justified that you're upset. Like, just validated my feelings all the time, and was just always so supportive. And also in It Takes Two, something that's really interesting is I feel like Kirstie Alley's character, and like, I hope this doesn't come up bad, but like, I feel like she, her character just always kind of seems like she has something really important, has somewhere really important to be. Like, every time you see her, it's just kind of like, I gotta get out of here. Like, she seems like she really has to be somewhere. But then right when she kind of gets into the scene, it's like she doesn't want to be anywhere else. You know, she's this very focused person, but when she's sitting in the cafeteria with these kids, that's all she wants. And she's trying so hard to get Mary-Kate or Ashley, I don't know which one, whichever one of them, out of the group home to get in the taxi to go to the next destination. And it's like she's rushing, but then she just takes a moment and she sits down and everything stops and she just starts pouring into her and encouraging her and supporting her. My first therapist, her name was Jessica, and that's really who she reminds me of. Every time I would go into her office, there was always some physical activity of like grabbing a paper or closing her laptop. There was always something going on. Whereas like sometimes you walk into a therapist's office and they're like, you know, sitting in a chair and they're like, welcome to the office, you know. But no, like Jessica was just always like, she always had a thing, like a physical action. And then like the second she closes, you know, that door, it's just like, hi, how's it going? How's your week? Like, and just really zoned into whatever it was that I was going through. We crossed some major bridges and hurdles together, and leaving her office, we did like, I was with her for like a year and a half, 2 years. I'm like, I just jumped from a year to 2 years. I don't know how long it was, but we went from like every week to like at one point twice a week, and then every other week, and then once a month, and then had a couple things happen. So then we went back to once a week, and she was so great about just like whatever kind of time I needed and helping me realize like, hey, you can do things on your own. Like, you're building the community that you need to get through this. Like, you got this. So she really helped me learn how to advocate for myself and helped validate a lot of feelings from other things that I had gone through in the past. So that was really nice. In my mid to late 20s, I moved to California. Now, a lot of you guys might know this, that a lot of therapists, not all, but a lot of therapists are only licensed to practice in like certain areas. So if you, for example, like the easiest example I can give you, but this is, there's so many different variables with like health insurance or whatever. The easiest way that I can explain is that a lot of times if you move out of state, you have to get a new therapist. Now, I hadn't been seeing Jessica for a few years, or maybe like a year, I'm not sure. And I'm not great at time always. That's why I'm like, I'm not that I'm trying to be like, go buy my book. But also, like, I had to, like, fact check for the book, so it's accurate there. On the podcast, I'm like, so I turned 11 yesterday. No, I'm 30. Anyways, so I hadn't been in therapy for a little bit, and then I moved out to California. Now, you can skip ahead 3 minutes if you are in a really emotional place in your life, and I'm gonna make sure I wrap this up. But like, I'm not even gonna compare this next therapist to a character, because I don't want to even have like a negative thought every time that character comes up on TV or something. But truthfully, not every therapist is a good fit for every person. And that's why I was doing that whole spiel at the beginning about it being a journey and just like it taking time, because this guy was not a good fit for me. For a while, I thought like, oh, is this just like dude therapists are not a good fit for me? And no, because I later had a dude therapist that was amazing. But this guy just was not a good fit for me. Looking back on it and embracing way more and like understanding more of my diagnosis and more of like being neurodivergent and stuff like that, I can now see that part of his method, part of his process was sarcasm, and we also did not share the same faith values, or forgive me, we did not share the same theological concepts within the same faith values and structures. And so some of the humor and comments that he made very loosely were just not my cup of tea. And so, you know, does that make him a bad person? Does that make all therapists awful? No. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me sensitive? Does that make him mean? No. Actually, I am sensitive, but that's not a bad thing. It just means that we weren't a good fit for each other. And so, you know, think of just some not fun person from a movie, but not a horrible person, just not a fun person. It was that guy. And then up next, I took like another couple of years from therapy. And then I think a lot because of the experience previously, I think I really wanted to have a therapist that was a lot more like faith-based and a lot more just on the same page like where I was. And so I connected with a therapist out in California. We lived in LA for a while, and I would say that she reminded me so much of Kimberly Williams Paisley's character in Follow the Stars Home. That it's a movie, it's an older Hallmark movie, 2001, and it's one of my favorite films, just about motherhood and sisterhood and family and community and love. It's a beautiful film, and it has Alexa Vega in it too, which is super cool. But yeah, Kimberly Williams plays a mom named Diane, and my therapist in California, she just reminded me so much of her. She had such a soft and sweet spirit, and there was just such a gentleness. She seemed to move as slow as you physically could without it seeming like, oh, that person's walking very slowly. Does that make sense? Like, she was so gentle, and I needed that. I really needed gentleness. I was dealing with some depression, and I just really needed someone to, you know, and she didn't, you know, hold my hand, because that's not what I think any therapist does. But also, I wouldn't have wanted that, like, no thank you. But it just, like, emotionally, if that makes sense, she really just walked me through a lot of stuff and just helped me to, like, really process emotions in a very gentle and soft Hallmark movie kind of way. Like, that's the best way that I can explain my therapist. And so, yeah, we had a very intentional short season. It wasn't supposed to be a long season. I just needed to to talk to someone about some spiritual stuff, some more faith-based stuff. And then due to the nature of my condition, I've chosen, and my family is super supportive of this decision to, you know, have someone a part of my care team, if you will, have a part of my care plan where there is just continually someone that's a bit more clinical, if you will. And so, still in California, I started seeing a therapist that was very much clinical, very much like she'd be like, okay, well, the brain says this and that. And I loved it. I could talk about the brain and emotions and feelings all day, you know, especially as a person of faith. I've definitely been in rooms where I've heard people talking and sharing their concern about therapy and faith and things like that. And I'm like, okay, look, if you don't want to talk about, you know, tendons and muscles and bones and stuff like that stuff, if you feel like, no, because we're Christians, we don't have bones, then okay, because we're Christians, we don't have emotions. Like, yeah, it makes sense. But physical health, mental health, it's all health. And I love having these conversations. And so my therapist that I started working with in California, very specifically through my journey of postpartum depression, and just having a lot more like clinical brain-based conversations, you guys, she straight up reminded me. Okay, two people. So personality-wise, Jamie Lee Curtis in Freaky Friday, which I know I shouldn't say because we don't really get to see her be a good therapist in that movie. We're really just seeing Jamie Lee Curtis represent as a teenage girl. So she's being really silly and off-putting, but like in a good way. That's what my therapist reminded me of. Her name's Meg. She's super cool. And then she also reminded me of the mom from Spy Kids. So it was like this like really like kind of like upbeat, energetic, like what's going on kind of vibe. But then at the same time, she was just super nurturing and always smiling and always just so focused and in the moment. Like she probably was one of the people that trained the Spy Kids. Like she was so focused and always had like, I know this is usually said as like a negative thing, but I mean this in a good way. She always had an answer for everything, or she would like be like, give me a week, you know, and I'll email you back about that. Man, that was so cool to me. I loved that so much. Like talk about follow through and follow up. She would email me articles and podcast episodes, and I loved it so much just how well read she was and well traveled, if you will. So she just reminds me a lot of the Spy Kids mom because it just seemed like she was just super knowledgeable about a lot of things and helped me understand a lot of things as well. So I really enjoy working with Meg. She was really cool. And I want to share this commercial with you guys really quick because right after it, I'm going to tell you guys my experience with this service as a mental health resource. I can't wait to tell you guys how it went for me.
Hey friends. So as many of you all know, I have anxiety. I have a diagnosis, generalized anxiety disorder, and I'm also a millennial surviving a pandemic, and I deal with everyday stress. People often ask me how I manage my anxiety on a daily basis, and one of the most beneficial things for me has been counseling, which is why I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about one of the sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast, Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling provides four different ways you can talk to your therapist: video chats, messaging, live messaging, and phone calls. So if you're struggling with anxiety, loneliness, frustration, or if you're trying to make a big life decision about school, work, friendships, relationships, you should definitely give Faithful Counseling a try. If you go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace, you'll get 10% off of your first month. That link is also in the show notes, but again, it's faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. And now, back to the show.
So I started using Faithful Counseling for two main reasons. One, when Isabella, our daughter, right after she turned 1 year old, we moved to Arizona. So as I previously mentioned, the therapist I was using, who was
awesome. You know, the Jamie Lee Curtis Spy Kids mom therapist, she was not licensed in the state of Arizona. And the way her license worked, like she could do like a few like transitioning sessions with me. But that was it. So I had to find a new therapist. I was really discouraged about that. And this was, you know, 2020 and then into 2021. A lot of things going on in the world, as we know. And Faithful Counseling reached out as a possible sponsor for the podcast. And I was like, well, I'm not only going to like put on the podcast if I'm not using it. And also, I really need it, you know? So it worked out because, one, I wanted to try it out so that I could be genuine in my, you know, expression from, like, for the podcast. And then, two, I wanted to try it out because I really did need that resource at the time because I didn't want to do anything in person. And my first therapist that I did, I only had one session with her. She was really kind, but she was not a good fit for me. I just needed somebody a little bit. I talk really fast and I just, you know, personalities and all. So I'm just like, see, you see what I mean? I can't even explain how I talk so fast. And so a lot of times for me, so she was cool, but that wasn't a good fit. And so, the cool thing about them is that you can switch your therapist at any time and you can like put in different parameters and stuff like that. And you can also see a picture of their face before you actually book with them. And something that was really important to me was that I was, with a Black woman, specifically the times, if you will, to quote Harry Styles, you know, it's a sign of the times. I didn't want to have to explain a lot of feelings that I was having about a lot of things. And so I ended up being matched with a therapist that was really awesome. And there's a television show called Abbott Elementary. And she reminds me so much of Barbara Howard. Now, Barbara Howard is played by the legendary Cheryl Lee Ralph. She is one of the teachers at the school. She was just awesome. She was, you know, the quintessential, like, dignified kind of aunt figure, if you will. Just naturally trusting, like you could just sense a comfort and a wisdom just by talking to her through a camera. So, you know what I mean? Like, so that says a lot about just someone's countenance and character. And I really enjoyed working with her. It was a very goal-oriented type therapy. So that was, you know, more short-term, which is something that I was looking for because I was hoping to get back in person soon. I'm much more of an in-person therapy kind of girl than video. So it was short term. We set some goals, we worked through them, and then it kind of gave me the wings to fly to my next step, if you will. I really appreciated how straightforward it was and how just kind she was. And like I said, if you've ever seen Abbott Elementary, then you know who Barbara is and you understand that just like, oh, such a cool human, you know? And then you guys, last but not least, well, okay, actually not last, but the moment of, I'm not going to cry on this podcast, at least not today. But while we're talking about Abbott Elementary, when we walked through our season of virtual therapy and, you know, setting some goals and then taking those goals to kind of, like I said, my in-person clinical care plan, which is what I need for my, you know, health. I had an amazing season with a therapist who I miss dearly. I haven't really talked about this a lot publicly because, you know, it's just whatever, but we moved recently. My husband and I and our daughter, we moved. And so again, changing therapists, and it's always hard, but this was, I think, one of the hardest times because I just didn't feel ready to move. And my therapist was really validating. I felt ready to move, but I didn't feel ready to move away from therapy. I just felt like she was such a great fit, but she was so validating and encouraging and supportive. Anyways, she reminds me so much of like a cross between Lisa Ann Walter, who was in Abbott Elementary, but specifically when she played Chessie
and The Parent Trap and Melissa McCarthy. Like, if you put Chessie and Melissa McCarthy together, like the host of Little Big Shots, like that personality, just upbeat and always laughing and always cracking jokes that the person across from you might not understand, but you're gonna try to crack these jokes, jokes anyway. And then Chessie, who is just like, you feel like you've known them forever, but maybe you don't even know them at all. You know what I mean? And if you've never seen Parent Trap, then you might be like, whoa, Jamie, like, what are you talking about? It's like a whole twin swap thing. It's fine. But yeah, that's who my therapist reminded me of. She was great. She understood me and she got me. And I really, really, I just appreciated just who she was in my life, and I'm just so grateful for that. I posted a video on Instagram and TikTok this week, like a funny kind of recalling, I guess, from therapy recently, and someone left a comment saying how, I guess, therapy sometimes feels difficult for them because she feels like it's not... just like it feels kind of disconnected, and like, you know what I mean? And this therapist that I'm speaking of, and all the ones that I've spoken positively about, like, a good therapist will make you feel encouraged and supported and validated and heard, but they don't have to make you feel like your friend to do that. You know what I mean? They can have good boundaries while they do that. I think a lot of times we mistake heavily emotive, like even like physical touch, like hugs and, you know, and curled up on the couch with our friends and exchanging gifts and going to birthday parties. Like, we mix all of those beautiful, amazing things up with like, oh yeah, like I feel supported and loved and encouraged. And really, someone can make you like feel all of those things without having to become your best friend, without having to be at your birthday party, without having to, you know, sit next to you in church. Like, you can still have that, just that beautiful connection with someone. And that's what therapy has been for me. And I think it's also a lot of times why I've had, you know, female therapists, because I just kind of have that connection, and I really appreciate that. And so I've always loved The Parent Trap, and it wasn't until recently that I realized that my therapist kind of reminded me of Chessie, and I was like, oh, this is why everything is beautiful, because, you know, yeah, that's just a really cool relationship, like, just to have someone that is looking out for you and that has always looked out for you, and that's just going to be there for you when you come back, you know, like, if you're going through a rough time and you go away for a little bit, they're going to be there for you when you come back, or if you and your twin swap places. It's not a perfect analogy, guys. It's not a perfect analogy, but all that to say, now we've moved, you know, Chessie, that's not her name, but she could not, you know, her license and my health insurance, those things no longer coincide, which is okay. I'm okay. I cried for a long time, but I'm okay. And I'm now with a therapist. She is a Black female neurologist, which is wild. I think it's like less than 3% of people in the psychology field are Black or African American, if you will. Why did I do that? Anyways, it's so rare, and so that's just wild. But it's so important that you feel seen and heard, whether it's about race or culture, whatever it is. And so my current therapist is just this like wildly knowledgeable neurologist. She's so cool. She's the one I had that embarrassing moment in front of that I posted the video about. And she's also super compassionate, but she's also super no nonsense. And the only person that I can think that is all of those things in one, just like intelligent, talented, and super kind, but will give you a respectful death stare if you try to say something bad about yourself, is the one and only, This Is Us, Beth Pearson, played by Susan Kalichi Watson. Yeah, oh my gosh, I love Beth Pearson so much. This Is Us is like, you know, the most depressing show on the planet, but it's so beautifully written, and it's so just there's the, I could talk about that forever, but Beth Pearson is the best thing that ever happened in that show. And I stand by that. And if I ever meet Susan Kalijah Watson, like, I'm just gonna have to be like, hey, like, I don't know if you're nice in real life, like, I don't know what the vibe is, but like, I would need you to just like be my best friend. Like, it is what it is, you know what I mean? I'm so grateful to have like that presence in my life, that kind of human in my life that is just it's on my team, and that's fighting for me and also making sure I remember how to fight for myself. And that's really what a therapist is, you guys. You know, there's so many different kinds of therapy. People can have, you know, therapeutic resources that represent themselves in like small groups, accountability groups, and, you know, one-on-one sessions with like pastors and premarital counseling. Like, there's so many different types of, you know, ways to have this encouragement and this support. But I'm just such a huge advocate for talk therapy and learning how to communicate in a way that says, this is what I'm going through, this is who I want to become, you know, and I want to figure out step A or point A to point B. And therapy has been an incredible resource for me. And, you know, being in the entertainment business and having moved states a couple times, partially because of work and then also because of my mom and her health. And, you know, when I was in my 20s and my parents lived with me and I moved with them for my mom and everything. It was tough. Like, it was beautiful and great to, you know, get to do that for my family, but it was also really tough to change therapists quite a bit. But at the same time, it is just really, it's taught me a lot. It's helped me really to grow and learn. I do believe that therapy is for everyone. I don't believe that it's forever for everyone, but I do believe that it's a great resource. So please feel free, like, to DM me anytime on Instagram or hit me up on my website. Also on Patreon, if you have any more questions about therapy. I do think I'm going to do like more episodes on this because you guys seem to really like them and seem to ask me a lot of questions about them. So anyways, this has been a longer episode, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, but thank you guys so much for listening. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I thought it was 11. That's a one, not two ones. Oh my goodness. Okay. I gotta go. I'll talk to you guys later. Okay. Bye.
Hey, Abella. Thank you. Thank you so much, Denise. My Becca. Bye. You. Abella. Bye-bye. Ciao. On Patreon. I'm changing my music. This is listening. Okay, bye.
I know, my kid is super cute. Don't forget all the music that you guys hear produced by yours truly. You can stream all of my songs with vocals on Apple Music and Spotify, all those places. And you can stream all my music without any words on YouTube, where I've got a bunch of lo-fi stuff that I've produced for you guys to do homework to, clean up the house to, whatever it is. Just live your life, man. Follow your dreams. Okay, bye.